begin the Grand Daf and Masech the Stuma Daf Peher. Begin on the base. Begin to tell you begin with the Gemara. Ima Tshuva in. Oh, with Tshuva yes, but Bifneas Maloi on its own not. Name it like Rabbi. Let's say it's not like Rabbi who says that Yom Kippur is Mechapi Menar Tshuva. Says tell you tamely. It's a wonder to me. What's this big question the Gemara is having? David Muslish, and the Gemara could have answered that Misa Yom Kippur Mechapis Ima Tshuva Al Kol Avei Shabbatar. What are we saying in the Mishnah? The Misim Kippurim is going to be atoning with tshuva on every aver in the Torah. Meaning, of a light tshuva, but without repentance, yes, aver she'in mechapes alein, there are those that it does atone. But there are those that it's not going to atone. Kugoyin parakol megal upon mefibis, which Rebbe agrees to, those three have not. So maybe that's what the Mishnah was alluding to those three. So therefore it said it only with tshuva. So it could even be like Rebbe. So it says, what you could say is, you're right, but the Shabbat Tvei Mishani, anyways, it answered better. Or you know, Mishlam, another person you could say is do me the sefer. No, it has to be someone to the sefer. Where Ba'al HaMurs, we said regarding the more severe averus, who tell you Yom Kippur Mechapa, that it's only even suspended until Yom Kippur comes along in the tones, that he b'chol averi. That's talking about every sin. Dein Mechapa is going to it cannot be atoned on Yom Kippur. Osachad HaMarish, here also has to be atoned by kol, and therefore according to said that it's only for some, and therefore that's why the Gemara was saying it sounds like not like Rabbi. Kitzim Nekzeis Masla begins with the Gemara, Chutz Miparak Oil, except there's a few exceptions. One of them is throwing off the yoke that even Rebbe agrees that Yom Kippur is not Mechapa without Shuma. Now, B'Sei Perek Hamid Shavuah is Navkele Mekra. The end of the first Perek in Shavuah is that B'Gimel Menav, the Gemara lands out from Sukkim, these three Averis. Because it says in the Pasuk, Yidvar Hashem Baza, because the word of God he disgraced. Zeh Perek Ol Megal Panim B'Torah. This refers to the two of throwing off the yoke and being blasphemous in how you're interpreting the Torah. And it says v'itz mitzvah sehefer, that his mitzvah he's nullified. So mefer bris pasa, this refers to nullifying the covenant of the flesh. And it says ikaris dikaris. What's the double lashon? Ikaris lefnei Yom Kippurim, that person is going to get cursed before Yom Kippurim, and dikaris even lachim Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippurim itself is not going to atone. The yachad v'la also tshuva would think that even after Yom Kippurim is not going to help, even if he did tshuva. Tamalavet says basic no avoy neva loymartil b'sman shavoy neva. Only said it if the sin is still there, meaning that he didn't do tshuva. Now, Victor Navir Yaakov Merlines Zatzal is a contender to pay vav medalv. Amayla chashav luhu behadi lamavav creases repair come of the creases. Why was these not included in the 36 creases that creases opens up the 36 places that this cars? If we're saying hakaris to karis, why are these not included in that list? But territory he answers. He says because drabon and the pliga the Rebbe. Leidarsha krahachi. This is only Rebbe who's saying these three are from this pasuk. Drabon who disagree with Rebbe. They don't expand the pasuk of this old parak, but Mises rather the Gemara says on end of some Dalman base. Darshalei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the Drash Achrina. They go and expand it for other things regarding the Mevarches Hashem, and they expound it differently. Now, Malib the Rabbi leMatz leMechashavim. Now, the truth is, even according to Rabbi, we could not have counted these in that list in the beginning of Sefer Creases because the Hasam Kama the Gemara over there tells us. Menon the Lomali, why do you have to say a number that there's 36 creases? Laima to tell you, Shemasim Kol Melamecha, that we did all of them in one episode of awareness, there's still Chayv Kolachas Vachas, you'd be liable for each one individually. Now, the truth is, L'day, according to Rebbe, Lema Chayv Chattas, you're not going to be Chayv Chattas at all. Because El B'Milsa Shechayim L'Azdoin L'Av V'Kar, it's only something that when you do it deliberately, there's a negative prohibition, and this curse could come to Rebbe, like Rebbe said, Perikam D'Yivam, it's a testament of. When Nemekan, it says over here, by the Lach of Parham, the Bishal Tzibar Oleho, Pirish, where it says in the Pasim, Menoida HaChattas HaShechatu Oleho, then Allah b'chayet says by chayis isha, Allah b'chayet says the same word Allah. So we learn that the gzeir shabbat malah just like with it by chayis isha is davish achrim as doing the karis that we do it deliberately yichayv karis avkan also over here by parham davish al tibah specifically something that the iser we do it deliberately this karis. Now uminah, but we additionally continue and we learn out that malah and sheish belav jizik over there has a negative prohibition by chayis isha avkan also over here has to have a Allah. Afukihani, that excludes these three averes, a parakol and megal upon them and the mefer bris. Nihi disturb the cars because although they're included for cars, lav less, but they don't have a lav, and therefore not going to have on them a carbon. Oh, based on that, if we understand why we didn't say more than lamav of creases to include these three, because the Tanya is coming to tell us the chiddush that we didn't b'halam echad yimchay b'chatz on each and every individual one. And regarding these three, they're not even chay b'chatz at all because it doesn't have a lav. Now, but that's only specifically regarding Rebbe. Of the Rabbanan like Matzina Lishna Mechachim, but with the Rabbanan we can't dance like this because of the Hulei Boy love. Because for them, you don't need to have a love to be Chayiv Achatas. And the reason is because Kibin the Gamim Torah Achas Yilachem Kinsmi, we learn that in the Pasuk where it says Torah Achas Yilachem. The entire Torah is compared to Avodah Zarah, which we learn at the source for the Chatois. Just like by Avodah Zarah, something that you're liable if you did it deliberately to have Karas, and if you did it by mistake, Chayav Chatos. So anything that's done in Karas, it's Mechayav Shekos Chatos. So therefore you see that, yeah, that's all you have to have is Dine Karas. Avalav Labinim, but to have a negative prohibition that you don't need to have. Now, the truth is, Avagav David Zarah Ikalav, although, what do you mean? Even the Avodah Zarah itself actually has a lav. The hope of Avodah Zarah, but the thing is, it says the Avodah Zarah Ikadam Eskila. But I'll prove to you that that doesn't make a difference, because Avodah Zarah also has Eskila. Vavalach B'chai V'chatois, still other places like Michai V'chatois that we learn from the Avodah Zarah, Afalach, like Eskila, when it doesn't have Eskila to be stone. Because it is explained, Lemachin Elin Karas. Because we only compare it to Avodah Zarah regarding the Chiv of Chatos, and if you do it deliberately to be Chiv of Karas, the Chiv of Karas, because that's written over there in that topic, the Chiv, like it says over there in the Pasuk, of a Karas to Karas, which that's what we're learning from Torah Achas to compare it for the Halachas of Karbanis. So since there in that Pasuk itself it doesn't mention Skila, you don't have to have Skila to be Chiv of Chatos. So to Lav doesn't mention over there the idea of Avodah Zarah having a Lav. So Chanam, Lav Lavin, in the Chatos, or to Lav, we don't need to have a contra Rabbanis regarding a Chatos. And therefore that couldn't have been the reason why we said a contra Rabbanis and why it doesn't say it. And says Teisa Teida, you should know this, that according to Rabbanon, that there's a chatas even when there's chorus and there's no lav, because of a perik, like in Makatav, you give them a beis, memayit, pesach, amila, machatas. The Gemara there says, if exclude pesach, amila, where although they're a chiyubic chorus, but they're not going to, if they do it by mistake, they're over and that there's no chatas. The reason is, Mishum did domina by the zar, being to be chav a chatas, be comparable to by the zar. Ma, by the zar, shabbat chatas, just like by the zar is something that is stop and don't do. Now, for Gehani, the Kumbasin, you're excluding Pesach Amil, which are things that you're supposed to do and you didn't do. Now, it says Taisa, the Ibn Lavli in the Chatas, if it would be true that you need to have a negative prohibition of Chatas, so the name of the Gemara could have simply said, Mavid Zar Shishbalav, just like Mavid Zar has a negative prohibition, La Fukihani excluding these, that I feel he have a Sheval Tasa, that even if it was something that was not to get up and do, but rather sit and don't do, Loy Mechav, you wouldn't be Chav, give him Lakhsibu Alav, since it doesn't have a Lav. And then it wouldn't have been comparable to be Chav Chatas. Obviously, that we learn from Avodah Zarah that it's just enough to be Chayav Karas, and according to Rabbanan, you don't need to have that it has a love too.